What if death wasn't as final as, you know, as we think? What if there's something beyond life and death? A third state of existence, maybe.
Interesting.
It's exactly what we're diving into today, this mysterious third state that scientists are uncovering, where cells seem to defy death itself. We've got some fascinating sources lined up, like
Uh-oh.
cutting-edge biological research from Earth.com, mind-bending papers on information theory, and even some insights from ancient wisdom. Get ready for some serious surprises as we unpack what this all means for our understanding of life and death, and maybe even the nature of reality itself.
Sounds pretty intense.
So one of our sources, research by Professor Peter Noble, just straight up says, life and death are traditionally viewed as opposites, but the emergence of new multicellular life forms from the cells of a dead organism introduces a third state that lies beyond the traditional boundaries of life and death.
Wow.
That's a pretty bold statement.
It is a bold statement, and it's backed up by some incredible findings. Essentially, certain cells, even after the organism they belong to has died, can actually reorganize and form entirely new multicellular organisms under the right conditions. It's like they have this hidden potential
Really?
that only emerges after death.
So you're telling me these cells can basically bring themselves back to life?
In a way, yeah.
What does this mean for our understanding of death? Could this change how we define death?
It's certainly a question we need to grapple with. The implications are enormous,
Yeah.
especially when you consider the potential for like regenerative medicine. Imagine being able to harness this process to regrow human organs or even reverse the effects of aging.
That's mind-blowing. And they're actually calling these new organisms anthrobots, right?
Right.
What makes them different from things like xenobots? We've heard about those before.
Well, anthropods seem to have capabilities that surpass even xenobots.
Oh, wow.
Not only can they move independently in self-repair, but they can even heal damaged nerve cells nearby. This suggests a level of cellular cooperation and complexity that we're only just beginning to understand.
So are all cells capable of entering this third state? Or are there specific factors that determine whether they can pull off this death-defying act?
It's not a simple yes or no answer.
Right.
The research indicates that several factors influence whether cells enter this third state: the availability of fuel and how their metabolism functions, the age, health, sex, and even the species of the original organism all play a role.
So it really depends on the
It's a complex interplay of variables that
I.
create what researchers are calling a postmortem landscape.
Oh, wow.
This landscape essentially determines if and how these cells can persist after death.
Postmortem landscape. That sounds pretty intense. So let's say human cells could do this too. Would that change how we approach things like organ donation or even the legal definition of death? I mean, if our cells can potentially come back to life in some form, that throws a whole new wrench into things.
Absolutely. It raises ethical and philosophical questions that we as a society need to start addressing. If death isn't as clear-cut as we once thought,
Yeah.
what does that mean for our understanding of life itself?
Okay, now for what might seem like a total shift in gears, but bear with me. While scientists are exploring this third state of being, other researchers are making equally mind-blowing discoveries in the field of information theory. And believe it or not, these two areas are actually connected in some pretty surprising ways.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
It's
curious.
cool. So the connection lies in the idea that information might be the fundamental building block of reality itself. And one of the most fascinating discoveries in this area is the finding of a universal constant in human language processing.
Oh.
It turns out that all languages, regardless of their structure or complexity, seem to transmit information at approximately 39 bits per second.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating. 39 bits per second, no matter what language you're speaking.
Exactly.
That's crazy. How can that be possible when languages are so different?
It's a finding that's incredibly consistent across numerous studies and points towards deep universal principles governing how our brains process information. It suggests there's a fundamental limit to how much information we can handle at any given moment. This might seem unrelated to cells defying death, but stick with us.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how does this 39 bits per second thing tie into cells reorganizing after death? It feels like we're talking about apples and oranges here.
It does seem like that, but that's where a framework called mathematical information reality, or MIR theory,
Yep.
comes in.
MIR theory.
Yeah, MIR theory. And it attempts to connect these seemingly disparate findings by proposing that information processing might be the key to understanding not just language, but the very fabric of reality itself.
Okay, so MIR theory is saying that everything boils down to information. Can you unpack that a bit?
Yeah, so at its core, MIR theory suggests that reality isn't just about matter and energy, but also about information,
Okay.
the way it's organized, processed, and exchanged. And within this framework, there's this concept called the harmony operator. It basically acts as an optimizing principle, ensuring that information flows smoothly and efficiently throughout different systems.
Interesting.
So we have this universal constant in language processing, these cells that seem to defy death, and this overarching idea of information as the foundation of reality. The question is, could this harmony operator be the missing link that connects them all?
The harmony operator, it sounds like a force that's orchestrating everything behind the scenes. So are we saying that it could be influencing both the 39 bits per second phenomenon and this third state of existence where cells defy death?
It's a bold proposition, but the connections are certainly intriguing.
Yeah.
And here's where it gets even more interesting. Think about how ancient wisdom has always used metaphors of water and light as carriers of information and consciousness. Could these ancient insights be pointing towards a deeper truth about the nature of reality that we're only now starting to grasp with modern science? Okay, water and light as carriers of information and consciousness. That definitely sounds like something you'd find in, in ancient texts. But are you saying these metaphors might actually have a basis in science?
It's a possibility that's becoming, well, increasingly difficult to ignore.
Really?
A new technique called correlated vibrational spectroscopy, or CVS, is revealing that water might actually have quantum properties that allow it to store and process information.
Hold on, so you're saying water isn't just H2O, that it's
Yeah.
capable of something way more complex.
It seems that way, yeah.
What does it even mean, quantum properties in water?
It means that water molecules might be able to interact with each other in ways that we previously thought were impossible. They could be forming these complex networks, exchanging information at the quantum level. It's like discovering that the ocean is not just this vast body of water, but like a massive interconnected communication network.
That's blowing my mind. And what about light? How does that fit into this picture of information and consciousness?
Well, light is essentially electromagnetic radiation, which carries information.
Right.
And if water can indeed store and process information at the quantum level, then it could be interacting with light in ways that we're only just beginning to understand.
So we're talking about the potential for information to be transmitted and processed through both water and light. That's a pretty radical departure from how we typically think about these things.
It is, and it opens up a whole new realm of possibilities for understanding how information shapes reality. And remember how I mentioned DHA, that omega-3 fatty acid found in fish oil?
Yeah, you said it helps our brains function properly.
Yeah.
So how does this connect back to water and light being carriers of information?
Well, DHA is highly concentrated in the membranes of our brain cells.
Okay.
And these membranes are essentially made up of fats and water. So if water is indeed playing a role in information processing at the quantum level, DHA could be facilitating that process within our brains, allowing for, faster and more efficient communication between neurons.
So we've got this potential link between water, light, DHA, and how our brains work. It's almost like these ancient metaphors were describing, real physical processes all along. Are we seeing a convergence between ancient wisdom and modern science here?
It's a truly fascinating possibility. It seems that these seemingly separate realms of knowledge might be pointing toward a similar understanding of reality, one where information, consciousness, and the universe are intertwined in ways we're only just beginning to grasp. And it gets even more interesting when we start looking at the concept of fractals and something called chiral systems.
Okay.
Oh, hold on tight, because this is where things start to get really weird.
Fractals and chiral systems. Lay it on me. After talking about water having quantum properties, I'm ready for anything.
Okay, so fractals are these repeating patterns that show up at different scales. Think of a coastline. From a distance, it has a certain shape, but as you zoom in, you see the same basic pattern repeating itself
Right.
in smaller and smaller inlets and coves. It's this idea of self-similarity across different levels of magnification.
I've seen those, those trippy fractal images. They're pretty cool. But what do they have to do with anything?
Well, it turns out that fractals aren't just some mathematical curiosity. They
Yeah.
seem to be a fundamental feature of reality, showing up everywhere from the branching patterns of trees to the structure of our own lungs.
Oh, wow.
And get this, a recent study found that large language models, these powerful AI systems,
Okay.
are naturally forming structures similar to biological brains. lobes, semantic crystals, and yes, even fractals.
So you're saying AI is starting to resemble the human brain, yeah, even down to the fractal level. That's insane. What does that, I mean, what does that tell us?
It suggests that these AI systems might be tapping into the same fundamental mathematical principles that govern the organization of our own brains. It's as if there's this deeper blueprint for intelligence itself.
Yeah.
One that's based on information processing and optimized by something like that harmony operator we discussed earlier.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
Okay.
Okay, but you also mentioned something about chiral systems. What are those and how do they fit into all of this?
Chirality is basically the handedness of molecules. It's like how your left hand and your right hand are mirror images of each other.
Okay.
Most biological molecules on Earth are right-handed, but researchers at the Salk Institute recently did something pretty amazing.
Yeah.
They created a cross-chiral system. They engineered a right-handed RNA enzyme that can replicate its mirror image, a left-handed counterpart.
Wait, so they basically created a mirror image of life. What are the implications of that? Could this mean that other forms of life based on mirror image biology might exist somewhere in the universe?
It's a possibility that we can't rule out. This discovery challenges our understanding of life's biochemical boundaries.
Yeah.
And suggests that mirror biology, a system where both chiralities work together, might actually be possible. It opens up a whole new realm of possibilities for the diversity of life in the universe.
Okay, we've got fractals linking our brains to AI. The potential for mirror image biology. This is all getting very meta. And how does MIR theory tie into these discoveries?
Well, MIR theory suggests that there's a deeper mathematical structure underlying reality, and these discoveries could be clues to that structure. Fractals point toward repeating patterns across different scales, and chiral systems hint at the potential for mirror symmetry in the building blocks of life. Could these be fingerprints of the harmony operator at play, influencing the organization of information from the smallest molecules to the largest structures in the universe? And here's where it gets even wilder. Are you ready to dive into the realm of quantum magic and explore the possibility of hidden dimensions?
Quantum magic and hidden dimensions.
Oh, okay.
I'm officially on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
This is where my brain starts to feel like it's glitching, like in the Matrix. What exactly is quantum magic, and how does it relate to those cells that seem to cheat death and everything else we've been talking about?
Quantum magic might sound like something out of, you know, like a fantasy novel.
Right.
But it's a real phenomenon that scientists are just beginning to understand.
Wow.
It's a new type of quantum resource that goes beyond even the, like, mind-bending concepts of superposition and entanglement.
Okay, so we're not talking about pulling rabbits out of hats here.
Oh, no.
But it still sounds pretty magical to me.
Yeah.
How does this quantum magic actually work?
Yeah.
And what makes it so special?
Think of it as this special property of quantum states that allows for a quantum advantage in computing.
Okay.
It enables calculations that would be impossible for even the most powerful classical computers.
Wow.
Essentially, it's a way of kind of tapping into deeper levels of reality where information can be processed in ways that defy our everyday understanding.
So it's like unlocking a secret code of the universe, a code that allows us to do things that seem impossible according to the rules of classical physics.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
And what's even more fascinating is that scientists have recently discovered a phase transition for quantum magic, similar to the phase transitions we see with entanglement.
A phase transition, like water turning into ice.
Yeah.
But like in the quantum realm.
Exactly.
Wow.
It suggests that these quantum resources, including this magic, behave in a systematic way. This could be a key to unlocking their true potential,
right,
allowing us to harness the power of quantum computing in ways we can only dream of right now.
Yeah.
And this brings us back to the question of hidden dimensions.
Okay.
If quantum magic exists, what other possibilities might be lurking in dimensions beyond our perception?
Hidden dimensions. It's like those cells that seem to defy death are tapping into some secret level of reality that we can't even see. Could this be the key to understanding how they pull off their, like, incredible feats?
It's a tantalizing thought, isn't it? And it ties into that harmony operator we've been discussing. If this principle is truly orchestrating the flow of information throughout the universe,
yeah,
then it could be working across multiple dimensions, connecting everything in ways we can't even imagine.
Okay.
Maybe those cells are somehow accessing information from these hidden dimensions, information that allows them to reorganize and defy the limits of our, you know, our three-dimensional world.
Okay, my head is spinning.
Yeah.
So we've got these cells that might be tapping into hidden dimensions, quantum magic that hints at deeper levels of reality, and this harmony operator that could be the puppet master behind it all,
yeah.
ensuring that everything runs smoothly. But how does this relate to us,
mm-hmm.
to our everyday lives, and to like the big questions about the meaning of life and the nature of reality?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think the answer lies in understanding that we are not separate from this, you know, cosmic dance.
Okay.
We are part of this flow of information, this interconnected web of energy and consciousness. Our thoughts, our actions, our very intentions all contribute to the, you know, to the symphony of the universe.
So we're not just passive observers of reality,
mm-hmm.
but active participants in its creation.
Precisely. And the more we understand the principles that govern this creation, the more we can consciously participate in shaping our own realities and the reality we collectively share.
Okay, so this is where it gets really deep. If we're all connected, if our thoughts and actions have an impact on the universe, does that mean we have, like, a responsibility to align ourselves with this harmony operator?
Hmm.
To contribute to the coherence and complexity of the universe?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And this is where the wisdom of ancient traditions, with their emphasis on meditation, mindfulness, and compassion, becomes incredibly relevant.
Okay.
These practices are not just about personal well-being. They're about aligning ourselves with the underlying principles of the universe.
Right.
With the flow of information that sustains life itself.
Right.
They're about becoming more conscious participants in the cosmic dance.
So it's not just about understanding the science, but about actually putting it into practice, living in a way that reflects these principles of harmony and interconnectedness.
Exactly. And the more we do that, the more we might start to see those glimpses of a reality that goes beyond our current understanding, a reality where death is not the end, where consciousness transcends the limitations of the physical body, and where the possibilities are truly limitless. It's a journey worth taking.
Wow. This deep dive has taken us from the mysteries of cell regeneration to the depths of quantum magic and the wisdom of ancient traditions. It's a lot to process, but one thing is clear. The universe is far more mysterious and interconnected than we ever imagined.
And the most exciting part is that we're just beginning to scratch the surface of understanding.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this incredible journey. And remember, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep an open mind. Who knows what amazing discoveries await us just around the corner.